You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
So it's a very odd time to be alive, as they say.
The Wire.
Welcome back. With Auckland continuing to have dry spells even in winter, it is becoming increasingly concerning what the summer may look like in the terms of water use. With the amount of rain we receive out of anyone's control, more systems and being needed for water collection and treatment. While restrictions have been easier during the winter, there are concerns behavior will change in summer. To understand more about what the future for Auckland could look like, producer James Tapp talked to Watercare CEO Ravindra Duram and started off by asking how Auckland's water levels have been looking recently.
We're still in a dire situation. So our lake storage lakes today is just on 62% full. Normally, at this time of the year, we'd be at least 85% full. So we have about a 25% deficit, which is mostly due to the fact that we haven't had enough rain in Auckland. And July was a dry month. We only had about 65% of the rain that we would normally get. We've got some rain yesterday. There's some rain forecast for today. So from a rainfall point of view, we're still in a deficit. From a demand point of view, Aucklanders have responded extremely well, have been since we went out asking for savings and since we put restrictions in. So water demand is lower than where we would like it to be at this point in time. So collectively, I'm positive that we are on the right track.
Okay, and are there any new systems coming into place so that we can be saving even more water in Auckland?
Well, in terms of savings, we've got the restrictions on at the moment. And for domestic customers, the restrictions are that we're not allowed to use the hose pipe outside. So if we want to water the gardens, we can use a watering can or a bucket. And if we want to wash the car, we can use a bucket, but we can't use a hose pipe. And that restriction is in place and will stay in place until such time that our lakes have replenished sufficiently. And all the requests from us for water savings and the restrictions are really so that we can get through summer, the summer demand. And our target at this point in time is to get to at least 75% full by the end of October. So 1st November is a critical date for us. We sort of use that for our summer demand, 1st of November. And the way we operate the water supply system in Auckland, we would like our storage lakes to be 90% full or more by 1st November. So the storage is what gives us the buffer for the summer demand. The forecasts that we have from Met Services and NIWA suggest that spring is going to be dry, and that has been their forecast for a while. And as we get into spring, the confidence on their forecast will improve. But at this point in time, we still believe that spring is going to be dry. So we've had a dry year so far. Spring is going to be dry, and therefore we need to be very prudent with how we use our water. So if we get to 75% full by 1st November, we'll be in good shape. So in addition to asking Aucklanders to reduce the demand and be careful with how we use our water, we've also asked, We as Watercare are putting in additional water sources in place. So we've just built a new service reservoir in East Pukekohe, and that's commissioned and operative, which then allows us to be able to push 175 million litres of water a day from our Waikato treatment plant. And we've upgraded the Waikato water treatment plant so that it can treat 175 million litres of water a day. So that's an increase of 25 megalitres a day compared to a few months ago. In addition to that, we are also putting in place a portable water treatment plant in Pukekohe that will take groundwater and treat it, and we are hoping to have that operational by the end of August, mid-September. In addition to that, we are putting in additional water treatment facilities at Hayes Creek in Papakura, where we have a dam and it's full of water, and we've put a treatment plant and we'll start treating that water and putting that into supply. So by the time we get into summer, December, January, February, March, we would have increased our ability to supply more water to Auckland with our increased supply from the Waikato River, from the Pukekohe bores, and from Hayes Creek. So we've really got three levers. One is totally out of our control, and that's rainfall. And every time it rains in Auckland, it's a blessing because we get some rain in our catchment, but it also suppresses demand. The second lever is demand. And as I said, demand is low, and Aucklanders have responded extremely well. And the third lever is that we build more water treatment facilities and get more water.
Okay, so what are the concerns now that we're getting closer to spring and summer? What would be right at the top?
I think the top of our concerns would be behaviour changes. So as I said, Aucklanders have done very well. We asked for the savings as we were going into autumn, and then we are in winter now. It is substantially easier to save water when you are in winter, because it does rain and the gardens and the lawns do get watered. But as we get into a dry spring and as we get into summer, as we get through daylight saving and we have longer hours of daylight, water demand will go up. Water demand always goes up as we head towards summer, because our activities externally increase. We start doing things outdoors. So our challenge would be to make sure that the good behaviours that Aucklanders have been demonstrating with shorter showers and with making sure their dishwashers and washing machines are fully loaded before they use them, we're hoping that those behaviours will continue. But more importantly, the outdoor use, the hosepipe ban, the hosepipe ban will probably stay if we still have the drought in place, but we'll be expecting Aucklanders to be careful with the water use, especially watering gardens, or putting sprinklers on and things like that.
Yeah. So in the long term, so water storage can sort of be seen as like a, almost like a short-term solution. What is there in the long term to sort of almost make sure that we're not in this sort of position again in the future? And I know saying that there's not a lot to prevent a drought when there's no rain in the first place.
Yeah, I think the first question is, what is the level of security that we should have for Auckland? And currently we're working on a drought security standard that was set up by the previous councils before amalgamation. In fact, it was set up after the 93-94 drought. So that's the last time that Auckland had water restrictions until now. So there's been over 26 years between restrictions. And the first question is, I guess, for Aucklanders, do we want to have restrictions or not? Do we want to have a water supply system where there's never any restrictions? Or are we quite accepting of restrictions as long as they don't happen often? So there are other councils in New Zealand, and we provide services in Waikato District, and they have restrictions every summer. So the question really is, should we have restrictions? Should we not have restrictions at all? And once we've answered that question, or how secure a water supply do we want? Do we want a drought-proof water supply system, which means there will never be a drought that will cause us to have restrictions? And if we choose to do that, if we choose to have a higher standard of security, then from an engineering point of view, we can always supply that level of security. It does mean we will invest in infrastructure that will most of the time be sitting idle and not be used, because that's what happens when you have extra redundancy in the system happen or not. Then we either more infrastructure, we say, no, this is quite acceptable that you have a restriction every 25 years. Of course, overlaid to all this is the impacts of climate change and the information that we have received from the climate scientists from NIWA is that Auckland is probably going to get the same amount of rain that we're getting now, but we will have prolonged periods of rainfall. And we may already be seeing that now. So we have to overlay the impacts of climate change on our water supply approach. Auckland Council, which is the shareholder of Watercare, is required by law, by legislation, to prepare a water strategy. And unfortunately, Auckland Council doesn't have a water strategy at the moment. But this drought has accelerated the need for that, and Watercare staff and Auckland Council and councillors and our board members are busy working on putting together a water strategy. Now, part of that water strategy would be how would we have a sustainable system in Auckland? And by that, I mean, could more households have rainwater tanks? And how easy or difficult is it for households to get rainwater tanks? Is it enabling, or is it a difficult and expensive task? And council already, as the regulator, has removed the fees to apply for a rainwater tank to fit into an existing home. And I understand they are going to look at maybe removing the consenting requirements for some of the rainwater tanks. Then there are new homes that are being built, and whether all new homes in Auckland should be required to have a rainwater tank. So there are a number of initiatives that can be taken, and that is what I would expect to see in this water strategy, some of which will be implemented by Watercare as the water and wastewater service providers, and some of it will be implemented by council as the regulator of building and resource consents.
Okay, sweet. Are there any other comments you'd like to make?
No, I would just say that I thank Aucklanders. I think they've shared our problem. I apologise because, you know, the idea would be not to have restrictions and not to be asking Aucklanders to reduce water demand. But I think it is a timely, it's an opportunity to think about how we use our water. Water is precious. It's not limitless, and so we should be very careful with our water use, and if our behaviours can be sustained and we can reduce the footprint, our water footprint, as a society, as a community, that would be great.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.